No response from the Jedi. Then, Kenobi's face twisted, and he began to shake, bone-deep tremors that chattered his teeth and shivered his hair. Bail heard the man's harsh breathing, rasping. "Come on, Kenobi," Bail thought. "Come on, you've beaten the Sith before, you can beat them again." He stared out of the viewport, starving for air. He could count the trees now. They were so close to the ground. Count the trees, count the rocks. Imagine the pain as they punched Zagula's grim skin. They flashed over something, an elaborate black structure. The Sith temple? Too late. They were gone. He'd most likely imagined it. Closer to the ground now. Nearly there. Nearly there. Kenobi howled, a shocking sound of rage and pain. His hand on the helm controls wrenched their small ship's nose up, dropped its tail, dropped speed, tried to undo what he had done. And then, still howling, he let go of the helm completely, unfisted his other hand, finger by finger, and turned away from the sight of oncoming death. Blood was pouring from his eyes, his nose, his mouth. He looked like a bleeding ghost, blood jeweled in his beard. Released from that pitiless fist, gasping, Bail flinched as the Jedi's arms closed hard about him, smothered him like a desperate parent trying to protect his child. He felt a rush of heat, felt the cockpit warp, marveled at the way the air seemed to turn gold. Fear ceased, anguish ceased. He felt safe and calm, serene. Briha. And then, the ship's belly struck the first of the trees with a shriek like a cat's claws along the metal hull. It ripped through their foliage, splintering their branches, shredding their leaves. The ship slewed wildly, like a maddened harpooned whale. As the strident crash alarms blared, the emergency impact bags deployed, but imperfectly. One ballooned out, one didn't, and the ship began to roll. Bail felt the cockpit tip, slowly felt himself and Kenobi obediently follow. Time slowed down, stretching like warm caramel taffy. With a sound as loud as the universe's creation, the ship struck the hard ground. Metal groaned and buckled, transparasteel shattered, flesh tore. The golden light vanished, and reality disappeared.